Happy Saturday morning. Welcome to the Mr. South Podcast, and that's Season 5, Episode 31, the week that was for March 11th, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. In this espresso episode, I'm sitting here sipping my espresso with United Dairies, half and half, and sweet cream, Italian sweet cream. I'm going to review the short week that was for March 11th, 2024. Tell a dad joke. Read a student email. Preview the upcoming week. All of this, maybe more, maybe less. In this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and App. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. So we're going to jump right into student email of the week. This student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. So, Mr. Sal, the end of the 9 weeks is when exactly? You hinted at it, but you never gave us an exact date. Other teachers have said conflicting things. Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. The third 9 weeks is pretty much over. Third 9 weeks officially ends Tuesday, March 19th. Hold on a second. Take a quick sip. Any new assignments for the class are going to go on the next 9 weeks grading period, which will be the fourth 9 weeks. More on that, though, on the preview for the upcoming week. Tuesday is the end of the 9 weeks. I'm getting grades in. Any late work that was owed had to be turned in by Thursday because I'm grading stuff over this weekend. Monday, Tuesday, grades are due by the end, I'm going to say Wednesday, I believe. Have to be turned in by us, so there's no way we're going to get them done. If you turn something in Tuesday at the end of the day, it's not going to get graded, not going to get put on in 9 weeks. So I shut grades down. I'm getting everything graded this weekend. That will be in the grade book, hopefully by the end of the day Monday, because I'm not going to put the grades in until I get the entire class graded for your projects and such. That tends to keep questions from popping up. And I'll give you your rubrics and everything early next week. So that's where we stand with that. Great question. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question in the body of the email or Schoology message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your message or email read on this highly popular podcast and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet podcast, Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. So, the week in review. Well, I have the old notes up. Week in review. We jumped into some Cold War stuff. We listened to some anti-communist music from the 60s, kind of folky, kind of a little bit calypso on the second one. I did some research, quick Google search, and it was a legit musician who put out some anti-communist songs. It's kind of interesting. Had a little dance party on Thursday, our last day of the week. So we did Cold War stuff. We talked general Cold War, gave you some notes. Those are posted in Schoology, uploaded to Google Drive. You could access them there. Honors, you worked on that. We did General Cold War. We did Chinese Civil War, and we started Korea. We didn't get all the way through Korea. And you guys had the path of either taking notes in class or watching the Edpuzzle, taking notes off of the note-taking guides embedded in Edpuzzle. It was not for points. It was just to get the notes. And then regular class, you guys had some loose ends to tie up, so you had some time to make up work. Everything had to be turned in by Thursday. So that's where we stood with everything. Thursday was the last day of the week. We were off yesterday, which was Friday. And it was a relaxing day, kind of a cold, dreary day. So it was a lay low and kind of grade some things and work on some stuff around here day for me. Now, we're going to the fourth 9 weeks. We'll talk more about that next week. But, you know, some of you guys, grade-wise, study skills resources are linked in Schoology. Check those out. They're going to report in class links and resources. Some people reached out. Their pocketed folders are getting full. They're losing them. I have more free pocketed folders. I do have some notebooks. If you need to recharge those for the fourth 9 weeks, see me. Wow. Okay, so we're moving on. Second musical interlude should be going on now. I'm not going to play it. That would be the music I made through Magic Garage Band. Pause for a sip of espresso. I'm only on my first cup, so I'm just not zipping on caffeine. I'm fired up over this podcast. There are no optional enrichment assignments. Those are closed. I did tell you in class if you wanted to work on the choice board and give me a write-up, but it had to be more than a sentence. You could do that up through Tuesday. Let me know how that goes. The stick together is still going on, but I'm not playing music for that. I am, though, going to jump into your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of my Christmas present book, Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes, So Frightfully Awful Yet Wonderfully Spiffing, Volume 1. I have to look up a Cure song because I have not heard the word spiffing until I got this book. I've heard of spiffy, but not spiffing. But I believe there is a Cure song that uses the word spiffing. I have to look it up. I will get back to you on that. So, this is a little bit deep. I hope you get it. And this is true. This is true. Because there's some questions I've been pondering, being very philosophical in my old age. I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know. Get it? I ordered a chicken and I ordered an egg. I'll let you know. Came from Amazon. It's coming from Amazon. Hopefully you get it. We will see. You know what? We'll make that an enrichment project assignment. Optional. First person in each class period that understands that joke, send me a message. You'll get enrichment points. I'm going to stop here for a second. Listen to this music. I will be right back. I need to get me some more espresso. Be right back. And we're back. We're going to jump right into next week's preview. We're going to zip through. We are only in a few minutes into this podcast, 9 minutes, and we're already into next week's preview. We're going to continue with the Cold War. We're going to work on some flashcard information. I am out Wednesday at a conference, finding ways to torture you guys with writing, so that'll be good. You'll have an assignment on Wednesday. That will be on the first assignment for the fourth 9 weeks. We're going to continue with the Cold War. We're going to hit up a topic a day if we can, maybe 2 days tops. It's a brief overview of the Cold War. We're going to jump forward and get as much as we can covered. Pardon me as I sip my new espresso. Talk about some important events going on throughout history. Catch some cultural footprints, some music, some movies, things of that nature. Not watching full movies, but clips. And we're going to go through and hit things up moving forward because we are in the fourth, 9 weeks, starting Wednesday of next week. So we are zipping through, guys. School announcements, moving on. Fourth 9 weeks is going to be crazy. You're going to have testing. You're going to have field trips. You're going to have other activities going on. So please make sure you stay caught up on your work. Grades usually end early. So if you have work outstanding, you could get caught in a tight place. It could end up short, so be careful with that. We still have some colleges and trade schools coming to the high school for college visits. Check those out. I have a list in the back of my room, outside the room, and guidance has that information too. So, grades are due Thursday. I'm going through Wednesday, starts the fourth 9 weeks. Grades are due Thursday. Report cards go out Tuesday, March 26th. Wednesday, March 27th through Monday, April 1st. It's spring break, so we won't have school that week. Time is a-flying, kiddies. So we're going to wrap up the podcast on that news as I get ready to end this podcast. Pause for espresso. I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like what you hear, if you get mad at something, please don't blame anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism. If you like what you hear, send me some complimentary messages. I appreciate those. Second, I want to mention several organizations and websites do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts such as Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, and all those other great podcast platforms. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211.org or 211 on your phone. We also have the website 511pa.com. It's added to the list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year. And we have snow flurries coming back early next week. We just had torrential downpours late last week. The storms rolled through Thursday night into Friday. You had road closures. You have landslides. You have flooded roads. You have construction going on. Check out 511PA to see the driving conditions and what roads are open, what roads are closed. Check it out. And if it snows hard again, you can see where the snowplows are using their live traffic cams. And the app does show you where the location of snowplows on state highways and interstates. I've used this multiple times throughout the year. If you're traveling, check it out. Hopefully we don't need the snowplow information. Fingers crossed that we don't, but you never know. It is Western Pennsylvania. That, everybody, is going to wrap up this week's show. Have a great extended weekend. I'll see you guys Monday.